Track 9, and we continue with the news stories. First headline is Teaching Assistant Wins Award. A teaching assistant from Newton Abbott has won a coveted award. Kelly Terlikowski from the Greater Horseshoe School received a Pearson Teaching Assistant of the Year certificate in recognition of her inspirational work supporting autistic pupils aged between 8 and 18. Part of Acorn Education, the school caters for pupils with complex needs. The prestigious awards recognise teaching assistants from across the UK who go the extra mile to make a difference to their pupils, helping them thrive and learn. Kelly's role includes working both as a forest school leader, encouraging the younger people to explore their natural environment and engage in outside activities, and working on an important part of the school's innovative careers programme, organising work placements and accompanying the older students to their work experience. Kelly said, "Receiving the award was a complete surprise. I had no idea I'd been nominated. I feel extremely proud. It's a great achievement, and it's really special to be recognised for my work. If you enjoy working with children and young people, I would say being a teaching assistant is one of the most rewarding and satisfying roles you can choose." The Pearson Teaching Awards Trust is an independent charity established 25 years ago to celebrate the transformative impact of education, shining a spotlight on the pivotal roles teachers, support staff, colleges, schools and early years educators play in inspiring young people every day. Michael Morpurgo, president of the trust and best-selling children's author, said, "Becoming an inspirational teacher is a serious, admirable commitment."
Road closures planned for gas pipe upgrades. Work begins at the end of this month on upgrading gas pipes in the Shootehill area of Tynmouth. Wales and West Utilities plan to start work on September the 30th, and barring any engineering difficulties, it will finish before Christmas. The company has worked closely with Devon County Council, and it has been agreed that traffic management, including road closures, parking restrictions and traffic lights, will be in place as the work progresses. Wales and West Utilities' Roxanne Whittaker work is managing the gas pipe upgrade. "We know that working in areas like this is not ideal, but it really is essential to make sure we keep the gas flowing to homes and businesses in the area and to make sure the gas work is fit for the future. We'll have a team of gas engineers on site throughout the project to make sure our work is completed as safely and as quickly as possible while keeping disruption to a minimum. While most of the gas network is underground and out of sight, it plays a central role in the daily lives of people across Tynmouth. This work is essential to keep the gas flowing to local homes and businesses today and to make sure the gas network is ready to transport hydrogen and biomethane so we can all play our part in a green future. All works will be clearly signposted and motorists are advised to allow extra travel time."
Industrial blaze. Firefighters from Teambridge helped extinguish a fire at an industrial property in Tavistock. Buckfast Lee Fire Station was one of several to send an appliance to Pixon Trading Centre on Saturday, the 21st of September. Smoke was seen issuing from the two-storey building, and crews soon identified a significant fire that had developed at a first-floor laundry business. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service reported the first floor was 100% damaged by heat and smoke, while the ground floor was damaged by water only. The cause of the fire was accidental.
Splish Splash dogs are having a blast. Ashburton's dogs were let loose into the town's community-run outdoor pool for the first time this month for its inaugural doggy paddle. Owners were able to swim alongside their hounds at the last session of the season. "It was so much fun," said pool manager Kat Howard. "Absolute bedlam, but we loved it. The idea of a dog swim came at a Love Your Pool feedback evening. Morton Hampstead and Shalston do one at the end of each season, so I did some research about health and safety, etc., and then the trustees agreed. The dog swim concluded a packed weekend of events, including a night swim and barbecue on the Friday and a family fun closing party earlier on the Sunday. Ashburton Swimming Pool hopes the events will raise much needed funds so it can carry out maintenance work over the winter. The pool needs to raise £60,000 to fix a leak, and it's a double spread page of beautiful photos of lots of different dogs in the pools with their owners, obviously having a wonderful time.